Tom Carkleman, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast calling for decreasing clouds today. High around 57 by the lake, maybe 62 degrees further west. Kenosha right now is at 53. It is also 53 in Burlington. Milwaukee 55 and 54 degrees in Racine. Determining first if it's even feasible for the city of Racine to build a downtown event center should start to move more quickly, with a decision expected early next month on the hiring of what's known as an owner's representative. The Common Council meeting and committee of the whole last night showed Amy Conley, the development director, outlining what has happened with the project to this point, noting that when some potential private partners became noncommittal, questions were raised about the site. It was then determined it should become a city project.
So it was very clear that what we were doing, wasn't going to work, and we needed to take a step back. So we decided to take a different approach. We knew that this project is highly complex. It's the largest public project in city history. Needed a different approach, and we also needed to seek outside help to help us through this project.
Consultant Steve Friedman telling the Alderman several studies have already been done that set the groundwork for the next steps.
January sales in Kenosha County.
Meanwhile, he indicated that the proposed site, the former We Energies property, is going to add to the complexity of this particular project. Now, Allentown, Pennsylvania is a city just a little bit bigger than Racine, but near two large cities with a history of manufacturing, and it has a downtown that saw businesses leave during the 60s and 70s. They built a downtown arena, which has spurred massive change. At that meeting last night, consultant Friedman said that Allentown developed a publicly funded arena, a little bit larger than the one proposed in Racine, and other development quickly followed.
It was, at best, a flat condition, and partially because there wasn't much going on. It couldn't probably go much worse. What they've seen in remarkably fast fashion is over $1 billion of reinvestment in their downtown. Jobs moving back downtown, housing moving back downtown, a real game-changing project from the point of view of the city and the residents there.
Three potential owners' representatives have been identified by the city of Racine. Another committee of the whole meeting has been scheduled for next Monday night to review the recommendation for the representatives, with a vote by the Redevelopment Authority on March the 6th on whether to hire that candidate, followed by a common council vote the very next night to fund the first phase of the project, right now listed around $500,000 to $600,000. It's primary election day across Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee counties, and all across the state. Just one statewide race, though, on the ballot to help set the stage for April. And just a handful of local decisions, with turnout likely to be pretty low in general. At least one of three listed candidates for state school superintendent will be eliminated by this evening. There's also an official write-in candidate, Racine Park High School teacher Rick Melcher. Now, Kenosha County doesn't have any individual primaries. Racine County has a 15th aldermanic district race in the city of Racine, an incumbent and two challengers. The Waterford Graded School District Board primary, that involves reducing the list of four candidates down to two. Also in Racine County, referendum questions, a $12.2 million facilities question for voters in the Waterford Union High School District, and a $4.2 million question about expansion and renovation for the voters of Dover District No. 1. The polls will close at 8 o'clock tonight. At WRJN News is our Twitter page for those eventual decisions later on tonight. Racine Unified School Board urged to adopt a policy that creates quiet time in classrooms, about 15 minutes to start out the day and 15 minutes at the end. It's been a proven experiment in urban schools across the country, according to Racine resident Barry Ulenake, including New York, Detroit, and in Chicago.
The idea is to encourage the students as well as staff to actually calm, make sure that they're operating in a very clear manner, and they reduce stress. And there's been a lot of research showing that quiet time is a very effective tool in education.
Annie Barber practices and teaches the meditation technique used in the quiet time program.
A number of the schools in Chicago are attempting to use this. And in the Chicago Trib, there was a January 2nd, 2017 article on the front page. I'm here to offer it to the school board to take a look.
Meanwhile, 32-year teacher Connie Molbeck, she's now teaching Peace Learning Circles, said quiet time fits right in, beginning with mindful breathing for both students and teachers. The only response to that request, Superintendent Lolly Haas saying, quote, "I'll make sure someone on Dr. Gallion's team follows up to get more information." And Racine Police Sergeant Adam Alacara says three arrests were made and citations issued to two other participants in an early Sunday morning fight at the IHOP restaurant by Regency Mall. The incident resulted in several officers responding. Investigators looked at the restaurant security video, as well as video from a customer at the time of the fight, to go along with interviewing everybody at the business. The intersection of 4 Mile and Nicholson Roads in the village of Caledonia has seen enough accidents that the village board approved a resolution to require and install solar-powered signs there. Trustee Dave Pratt, who is also Racine County's Highway and Park Superintendent, noted the installation of these signs is because of traffic data, which likely will be needed with other such requests. The cost, $4,500 for 3 signs, 1 in reserve as a replacement. There's also a 5-year replacement life on the batteries. Village of Rochester woman accused of hitting her husband with her car during a dispute at their home Sunday has been charged now with intoxicated use of a vehicle and hit and run, both causing great bodily harm. 32-year-old Teria Rudzinski appeared in court on Monday. Sheriff's deputies found the victim laying in a driveway suffering from a serious head injury. He was taken up to Frater Hospital by Flight for Life for treatment of a skull fracture and other injuries. Rudzinski reportedly said the couple had been arguing when she stopped the car, ordered her husband out. Now, she claims that the vehicle was maybe doing 2 miles an hour at the time her husband got out, slapped the windshield with his hand. Rudzinski is going to be back in court on March the 1st. Seniors Group Adventures in Lifelong Learning hosted Racine Police Chief Art Howell and two of his deputy chiefs at the UW Parkside Student Center Cinema. Discussion ranged from community policing in neighborhoods and the schools, as well as scams, continued reduction of crime figures. Chief Howell noting one effort they hope to announce soon involves the use of Regency Mall as a safe zone when it comes to Craigslist transactions.
Communicating over Craigslist, and I've got a nice iPad that I want to sell you, but you don't know if I'm real or not. It'd be great if we could just meet at the mall as opposed to behind some back alley somewhere where I might rob you. And so that's something that's to be announced.
Meanwhile, the internet, he says, both a help and a hindrance to law enforcement, says the public needs to remember the pitfalls of providing too much information. A wooded area west of Caledonia's Eastside Community Center being packaged in a proposed sale of the building on Douglas Avenue as the new Village Center gets closer to completion by Crawford Park. But the board still heard from a couple of citizens last night urging them to reconsider the combination of the two. Donna Lessenjack noting it's a designated park. It has signage. It has trails.
I really feel that the Parks Commission or people in charge of deciding where the wooded and clear green space for this town, I think those people should be able to weigh in on this before a decision is made by a public works committee. And it turns out that after the closed session, they said, let's go ahead.
Administrator Tom Christensen recently given approval by the public works committee to consider offers on the community center property and that almost 4-acre woodland park behind it. Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home inventories, and that were pretty tight in the month of January. That's moderating the numbers that were sold. Prices, though, continuing to go up as a whole, including Southeast Wisconsin.
January sales in Kenosha County were down by 29 compared to a year ago, while the median price showed a 14% increase to $158,000. Milwaukee area sales increased 5.6%, and the median price went to more than $131,000, up 7.65%. Racine County's January home sales rose by just under 15%, with an almost similar rise in the median price to just over $137,000. The Southeast region showed a 2% rise in home sales last month and a 6.2% price increase to $163,000. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Remember, WRJN.com is your webpage. You got podcast information throughout the day. We keep them all there. The local news section is where you look. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.